It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 26th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American blues singer Gertrude Ma Rainey, born in 1886 in Columbus, Georgia. Dubbed the Mother of the Blues, she bridged earlier vaudeville and the authentic expression of Southern blues, influencing an entire generation of blues singers. She began performing as a teenager. After her marriage to Will Rainey in 1904, the couple toured with the Rabbit Foot Minstrels and later formed their own group, Rainey and Rainey, Assassinators of the Blues. Her first recording was made in 1923. In the next 5 years, she made over 100 records, including Boll Weevil Blues, Moonshine Blues, C.C. Ryder Blues, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and Soon This Morning. She was known for her powerful vocal ability, energetic disposition, majestic phrasing, and a moaning style of singing. She said she had found blues music when she was in Missouri one night performing, and a girl introduced her to a sad song about a man leaving a woman. She quickly learned the lyrics to the song and added it to her own performances. Ma even claimed that she created the term blues when asked what kind of song she was singing. That assertion is disputed, however. She recorded with Thomas Dorsey and Louis Armstrong, and she toured and recorded with the Georgia Jazz Band. She was on the road until 1935, when she largely retired from performing and continued as a theater impresario in her hometown until her death 4 years later. Unlike many blues singers of her day, she wrote at least a third of the songs she sang, including many of her most famous works, such as Moonshine Blues and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which would become standards of the classic blues genre. Throughout the 1920s, Ma Rainey had a reputation for being one of the most dynamic performers in the United States, due in large part to her songwriting, her showmanship, and her extraordinary voice. She and her band could fetch earnings of $350 a week on tour with the Theater Owners Booking Association, which was double that of Bessie Brown and George Williams, while a little over half of what Bessie Smith ultimately would command. Toward the end of the 1920s, live vaudeville went into decline, being replaced by radio and recordings. Ma Rainey's career was not immediately affected. She continued recording for Paramount and earned enough money from touring to buy a bus with her name on it. In 1928, she worked with Dorsey again and recorded 20 songs before Paramount terminated her contract. Her style of blues was no longer considered fashionable by the label. It is unclear if she maintained the royalties to her songs after she was fired from Paramount. In 1935, she came home to Columbus, Georgia, where she owned three theaters, the Lyric, the Air Dome, and the Liberty, until her death. She died of a heart attack in 1939. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 26th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.